bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
Lu de xiao shi.
Til wunzen Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Lutheran Hour Ministries friend and co-worker Pastor Young Suk Jin. During his studies to be an aeronautical engineer, Pastor Jin joined the army. While in military service, he met a pastor who so touched him that he decided to be a pastor too. At the age of 27, Pastor Jin entered seminary. Today he is in charge of Somyan Church in Incheon. The goal of the church is to let all the people lead to Jesus Christ. A text for devotion from the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. This generation has found it very hard to live. Even many church members are beset by depression. Why is that? It is because they are living with a set of worldly values. As a result, they have problems. Those problems include disappointments and disagreements, an unfulfilled desire for possessions, and a fear of the unknown future. That is not the way we believers are to live. Because of Jesus Christ and the freedom he gives, we believers no longer have to be governed by the values of the world. Indeed, we who have been redeemed by the Savior should have an ever-growing desire to live in a way which is God-pleasing. That is a lesson which is taught in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel. That prophet shared how, by the Holy Spirit's power, dry bones which looked and were dead had been revived. Today we know that when the Holy Spirit enters a dead heart, it is revived to lead a new life. In the Old Testament, by the power of God, a dead nation was rescued. Today we remember that even as the Lord can revive a dead nation, he can also resuscitate a dead soul. That is what Scripture is telling us when it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. The Holy Spirit gives us a new heart. When the Holy Spirit is with us, our heart of stone can be transformed into a new heart and make us new people. Even those who had once been sinking into a sea of endless despair find that in Jesus they are given boundless hope. This is God's promise. It is his history. It is his power. The question is, do you believe it? Too many Christians still find it impossible to have a bright future. They, like many in the world, doubt the Holy Spirit can transform their lives. If you are one of them, please believe me when I say he can. New life will be given as the Holy Spirit changes despair to hope. Remember how hope was given to the disciples when Jesus rose from the dead? Think upon the promises he made before he ascended into heaven. That day he said he would be with us and reach us through the Holy Spirit. By Jesus' promise and our own experience, we know the Holy Spirit has come. Because that is true, I can confidently encourage you to believe in Jesus, believe the Lord's promises, and believe he can dispel your despair and replace it with hope. When that happens, and it will, he can use you to reach others with the joy which comes to all who are given faith in the Redeemer. We pray. Lord, open our minds and hearts and give us your Holy Spirit. May he help us to be your holy people. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.